Last night I had my prayer. This morning I guess I hadn't, well, I guess it's last night now, from 3 to 4 before the Blessed Sacrament. And as I was praying, I says, okay, Lord, it's Christmas again. It's my 15th Christmas to preach. And I says, what am I going to preach on? So you tell me, what do you want me to tell them? And it was all from the gospel. And if you listen to the gospel, it's so great. It's the proclamation of what God preached on that night. You know, when you sit there and you look at Christmas and you say, what does God want to say about Christmas? Well, you look at the reading, the gospel today, the angels speak for God. And what is the first thing out of the angel's mouth? Be not afraid. So what does God want us to be? Not afraid. So when it's talking about what should we preach on, we preach what God preaches on. Do not be afraid. I come to bring you good news or glad tidings of great joy. A Savior is born for you. That's what God preaches. That don't be afraid, because I have given a Savior for you. A Savior. Now, some of us don't get that we need a Savior yet. Huh? We still think I'm a pretty good person, everything's good, I'm good, the world's good, everything's wonderful. Let's get a clue. We need a Savior. Oh, I need a Savior. Today I got to go to confession. And it was like, it's only been 2 weeks. But when Father Nick came by and he says, how about confession? I go, oh yeah, you better believe it. I am in such need of a Savior. I have messed up lots. I need a Savior. Do you know how much you need the Savior? This is good news. You don't need to be afraid. The God of the universe isn't out to get you. The God of the universe is out to save you. Whether you think you need it or not, He wants to save you. You ever sit there and look at our picture or the statue we have here of Our Lady? Take a good look, if you can see her. Isn't it interesting the way she holds Jesus? And he's like, she's saying, here, you want to hold him? And Jesus isn't like this. Like, my friend brought over his kid tonight. He was one of my kids at one time. Now he has a 2-year-old. And he brought him over. He's like my son. And so he says, here, you want to go to Father Larry? And he goes, eh, as most kids would, and starts running the other way. But look at the way Jesus is portrayed there. Like Mary's looking at you and says, here, you want to hold him? And he's not going, he's going, yeah, let me come to you. Hold me. Do you want to hold Jesus this night? He wants to hold you, but he's just a baby. He can't. So he puts his arms out and he says, will you hold me? Will you let me be your Savior? And this Jesus, the miracle of Christmas, happens at every Mass, does it not? Because the miracle of Christmas is that Christ becomes present to us. The God of the universe becomes present. That's the miracle of the Eucharist. Huh? This is the year of the Eucharist. That the God that we talk about and read about and talk about and talk about his birthday today is right here. And that just as truly as the God of the universe was held by Mary and held by Joseph, the same God just as truly tonight can be held by you. Now, sometimes we don't get what he wants. He wants you. As I talked about this last Sunday, you know, I said, okay, y'all done with Christmas shopping? Well, what'd you buy Jesus? So some of you here weren't here at that Mass. And some of you, it's the first time we've seen you for a while. And so it is his birthday, is it not? So the question's the same to you tonight. What did you bring Jesus? You got presents for everybody else. It's his birthday. What did you bring him? He wants you. He wants your love. He wants you to make sure that this isn't just something we do. I'm a good person. I go to Mass on midnight Mass. Woo! He says, I want you to hold me. I want you to enter in relationship with me. I want this to be more than just a ceremony you do once a year. I want you to love me as I give my life to you this night. I want you to give your life to me. I want you to receive me tonight? Will you receive him tonight? Truly? Will tonight be a night which is a new beginning for you? Will you look at him and say, Lord, I need you more than I need anything? You know, one of my kids called me about a half hour ago, 11 o'clock. He said, Father, I just called to wish you Merry Christmas. He graduated from prep a couple years ago. I said, how you doing? He says, good, I got a 3.5 from Christmas this year, for school this year. It was a great Christmas present. I said, good, how else you doing? Good, I'm working out every day. I said, how else you doing? Well, good, why? What are you asking about? How's your soul, son? Well, I guess it could be better. I said, son, that's the only thing that matters. If tonight you take your last breath, where are you going? The only thing that matters is your soul. It's okay you got a good body. It's okay you got a 3.5 at John Carroll. Ooh. But where are you at with Jesus? And that's the same question I'm asking you tonight. Where are you at with Jesus Christ? Will you receive him tonight? Will you hold him tonight? Will you surrender yourself him tonight? I'm going to give you that opportunity after communion. After Jesus comes and he gives you his own body and blood, he gives you everything he has, just like he did at Christmas. He'll give you the miracle of Christmas is repeated tonight. The God of the universe will give you everything. And then you'll have an opportunity to give everything back to him. And to say, this Christmas is going to be different than any other Christmas. My conversion came on Christmas Eve. When I was just a kid, my family wouldn't even go to Mass with me because my family were pagans in those days. I don't know if you know anybody like that. But I says, I want to go to midnight Mass, and I was in eighth grade. And my mother says, you're not going out on midnight Mass. And it was only a couple blocks. I said, please, Ma, can I go? Okay, so I went by myself, and I went in the back of the church, the St. Ambrose Church, and I got there about 5 minutes to midnight, standing room only in those days. Now everybody goes to 4 o'clock so they can get it out of the way. But standing room only at midnight Mass, I remember sticking my head in the back and I'm cold and I push myself into the vestibule and they start singing, Silent Night. And it's the first time that it hit me that the God of the universe came to save me. The Christmas was about me. They loved me so much that all the way back then, I already knew I needed a Savior. I just know it more today. The Christmas is that I don't have to be afraid anymore. He came to save me. Christmas is about you don't have to be afraid anymore. The God of the universe came to save you. But you gotta let him. He'll never force himself on you. You got to let him. When he asks you tonight, will you hold me? You got to receive him. When he asks you tonight, look at his arms open. Come on, you're going to catch me. You got to take him. You got to do something more than just sitting here tonight. You got to make a decision to receive him and let him live inside of you. If not, this is a wasted Christmas for you. You just went through the motions another Christmas day. Don't let that happen to you tonight. Receive him. Let him live in you for the rest of your life. And let this Christmas be the day when you came home where you knew you didn't have to be afraid, where you knew the God of the universe came to save you. You got it? You get it? Good. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.